Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Woo! Who's ready for some late night Bulls talk? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls postgame. Coming to you live from our studios here at West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls_Peck, Big Dave, Bow.
Hey.
BAWL Sports, Will the Goat Gottlieb, Will_Gottlieb, our pal and producer, Mr. Joseph Spathis. He's at Joey Spathis.
Bulls win! Again, Joseph.
CHGO_Bulls.
Bulls win!
Do it for Matt.
Bulls win!
Do it for late night fans.
Bulls win!
Do it for the Blackhawks.
Bulls win!
Do it for Law Dog.
Bulls win!
Do it for the Quaff.
Bulls win!
Do it for your lady.
Bulls win!
Do it for George.
Bulls win!
For Lisa.
Bulls win!
And for yourself.
Bulls win!
Love it.
It's a Bulls win bomb.
I love it.
I dig it.
I was going to give one to Jake, but I saw he was ending there, so I'm going to just leave it right there. I appreciate that.
Howdy, Bulls fans. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight
on a Monday night. I got to give one to Jake. Give Jake
one.
Bulls win.
Thank you.
Right. Our boy Jake Flanagan threw a few bucks on the Bulls money line when they were down big in that late in that third quarter.
He credits to the GOAT.
Wow. What a start to the four-game West Coast trip.
Mm-hmm.
That elusive climb to 500, GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're two away, sometimes they're four away, but as we have previously established, they are always
three away.
Mm. 29-32 after this big win tonight over De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, and the Kings.
Yeah.
As we were kind of saying, watching that end of the third and into the fourth play out, very similar script to the game in February that we were discussing in pregame. Kings out to a lead. Bulls make a run to get back in it. Kings stretch out a bigger lead.
Mm-hmm.
It was not quite as high. I think Kings led by as many as 30 when they beat the Bulls back in February. Their biggest lead tonight was 22.
Yeah.
And then the Bulls said, hey, we're not dead yet.
Yes.
DeMar DeRozan awakened from a ghost of a first half to do DeMar DeRozan King in the fourth things in the fourth. And Kobe frickin' White with a career high 37 points, including.
It's going down, baby.
Knocking down his threes at a more Kobe White rate that we've become accustomed to this season. And just some tough buckets in the paint, too.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
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 good for them. Good for Kobe. I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I'm not even mad. Shout out Alec Jacoby White.
Kobe ate the whole wheel of cheese tonight.
He sure did, man. Shout out Alec Jacoby White. I was concerned and worried about the rest. That's what we've been talking about these past few days.
44 minutes tonight.
Yes. And I said it early in the first half, Matt, watching the way he was playing, how spry he was. I said, oh, he got some sleep. I was like, he got some rest. You can just sit there and tell. And Billy said, great, we're going to use all of that tonight. We're going to use all of that rest that you gave me tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and use it now. I mean, he just was on, you know, like, and when Kobe is on, he is so fun to watch. It started with the nasty crossover on Harrison Barnes.
Man,
and
he
the
sent
finish.
Harrison Barnes to freaking Saturn with that move.
Bye, Harrison. Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah, he sent him out of there, man. That was so much fun watching that move. That's when you knew he had it,
mm-hmm.
and he knew he was feeling good. And just the shots, because at one point he was, what, 7 or 8? or 8 of 9 from the field. And it was quiet 7 of 8. Because I was like, I looked, I was like, wait, he's got what? He only missed one shot? I was surprised because I was more focused on watching Ayo and what he was doing and more concerned about the Kings making their run, who completely went cold like from the second quarter on. They were frigid. We'll get into them for sure a little later. Thank you for that, by the way. But Coby White, man, like we talked about the guards in the pregame and how that's the Bulls' strength and how they could combat somebody like De'Aaron Fox. Because it wasn't, as Will said, it wasn't going to be they're not defensive stoppers over there.
No.
Like they're just trying, they're gonna outscore you. That's their whole thing right there. And that's what we were like, well, somebody has to combat it. Somebody who's the person that's gonna step up and combat it. I thought Ayo would be a person who stepped up, and he did. But Coby White said, oh, hell no. It's on me tonight. I'm taking this, and I got it. I like the trust that was instilled in him. I like the fact that DeMar looked for him more in the fourth quarter than I've seen him look for him more this season. Like, Coby was definitely given the ball by DeMar. Like, no, you got it. Mm-hmm. Maybe more so also had to do with the double teams that was coming DeMar's way early and often. I still don't know why he gets double teamed. The Bulls look like they just completely forget how to play basketball. That bothers me to no end. But when Coby White got the ball, he knew exactly what to do with it. Some of those plays, I thought he threw those passes a little bit early. I remember you called one out, Matt, that he threw the IO a little bit early. But overall, man, it's hard to argue with that output that Coby White had tonight.
Yeah, I mean, career night. What can you say? I mean, he also just looked like he found his confidence a little bit. I feel like these last couple of games where he's been shooting poorly, he just hasn't really looked willing to shoot when he's open all the time. And not to say he's, like, passing up shots or, like, making bad decisions, but it just looks like he's hesitating a little bit, letting the defense catch up to him instead of, you know, attacking the advantage. And I think I had these stats written down just from the All-Star break, if I can find them here. He was shooting, like, 20% on threes, 16.5 points, 30% from the field, 24.4 on threes. Mm. And you knew that was not going to last very
long. He shot
long.
Under 30% from three for the entire month of February.
Mm. Yeah. So you knew that was not going to last just based on the way that he has evolved this year. But they got all of it back at once. And,
right.
And they needed every last bit of it.
Every drop.
Yeah.
Because they were down 22. Did we mention that?
We did. Yeah, down 22. I mean, less of a hole to dig out of than the one they failed to dig out of when they played the Kings on their home floor a month ago. Shout out to our guy, Clem, French Bulls TV, who said, how freaking nice of Coby White to get his career high on the day I receive my shirt.
Hey,
the one I got when I signed up to be a diehard. Let's go, hey. Clem. Speaking of which, perfect night, perfect opportunity to cop yourself that Sub-Zero shirt available in our CHGO merch locker. CHGOlocker.com is the link. You can find that in the description if you're hanging out with us on YouTube.
Or get the hood.
That's a dope one. We, of course, also dropped a whole bunch of new ones.
Yes.
In the merch locker today, the Chicago collection. If you missed it, pregame, check that out.
Look at it.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
Look at it.
Beautiful. Almost as beautiful as the game we saw from Coby tonight.
Yeah.
Jamoy Fowler saying, imagine getting crossed over and dunked on in this at the same time. Coby White killed Harrison Barnes. Yeah, who did he finish over at the end of that play at the rim? Because Harrison Barnes got crossed over and legit just went like flying sideways out of bounds somewhere.
He did. No,
I can't remember who Coby dunked on to finish that play.
It was somebody tall.
Israel in the comments saying, so you're saying we should get the Sub-Zero shirt? Yes. Yes, we should.
Yes.
You should.
Get you one or three. And a hoodie. How about the shirt and the hoodie, which is what I did.
I got both.
I got a shirt and the hoodie, bro.
Mike Alley-oop in the comments saying a big win like this can set up a nice little run.
Uh-oh.
Who knows?
Here come the Bulls.
Bulls might be 2 games away from 500. They make themselves a little run here.
Talk yourself.
Dexter Reed saying, Coby also plays competitive against De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk ever since their college days. I did see Just a tweet from Casey when he was posting his observations from tonight's game that Coby in his sideline interview after the game was aware of the fact that, hey, you set a career high tonight. Do you know where your most recent, you know, the career high you broke, do you know where that came from? And he said, yeah, right here. So I don't know what it is about Coby and playing against the Kings and in Sacramento.
Playing defense is what it is.
Well, that might have something to do with it, sure. Christian in the comments saying, Coby White, masterclass. Jamoy saying he dunked on Harrison after he crossed him over.
So crossed Good Harrison and then slammed.
Wow.
Sexy.
Chasen Ashton predicting a 4-0 West Coast road trip. I'm calling it now. They did. I think Jason Ashland called a win in pregame, which was an unlikely outcome tonight, if I'm being honest. But Gio saying Sub-Zero and King in the fourth bringing home the beacon. I also, I can't remember who, somebody else in the comments earlier said hashtag block the beam as opposed to, you know, light the beam.
Lawrence.
The Kings home court win celebration. Ayers Wade saying, what a comeback. 6 a.m. over here in the UK. Had to tune into you guys. It is the law.
Thank
appreciate
you.
You. Thank appreciate you. Everybody who, shout out to our guys, Matt and Neil from C Red UK. Yes. I saw on Twitter earlier tonight as we were heading to the fourth. I was like, who else is still up?
Who else?
And they're like, yeah, like I'm going to finish watching this game and then head straight to work.
Wait, I got to ask. I got Mario saying it right there. Mario, how'd your gambling do? Did you gamble? Did
your
you
picks.
Put something on the picks?
My prize picks went 5 of 6, thanks to the Bulls.
Hey, 5 of 6. Five of six.
Isn't there like an option where you can do the 5 of 6 and that will pay? The flex pick?
Yes, I made my money back.
There you go.
Now that's how you end a long night.
He was one of 28 from three tonight.
I mean, maybe like, 42.
My God, Caruso had a rough night.
It was bad. It was bad, dog. I have no words. Yeah.
But that was exactly. He finished 0 of 6 from downtown.
Oh,
one of 10 from the field.
Oh, man.
He did make up for it a little bit with his 7 dimes, 3 boards, and 4 steals.
Yeah.
You know, Caruso doing Caruso things. But there was a. There was a stretch towards the back half of the first quarter where Caruso ruined like 6 straight Bulls possessions.
He did.
With either bad missed shots or dumb failed attempts at playmaking.
Oh, the layups. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He did hit one. I think that was the one he hit. The and one that he had when he went coast to coast. That was the and one. And then he missed the free throw.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it for Caruso. He did other Caruso stuff as usual, you know. Yeah. Played the defense, got 4 steals, was it, that he finished with?
Yep.
So he did other things, but man, to go from where he started, basically being the best 3-point shooter on the team, to just bottoming out after this All-Star break, man, I just wanted the balance. I mean, we knew he wasn't going to stay that hot, right, for all season long, but you don't want him to go this cold. You know, you don't want that to happen. You want it to be a nice baseline. 2 of 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. 3 of 8, 3 of 9. You know, like, that's fine. Man, I'll take that. But 0 for your number is tough. That's a tough night.
And we were chatting, and it was not known until the little Q&A column with Casey Johnson came out from Caruso earlier today. And Caruso admitted to having some sort of tendon like strain or tear or whatever it was in his thumb, Will, that he was just playing through for most of January and February. And he said in that Q&A with Casey that got posted today that it was having an effect on his shot. And he said it was uncomfortable to get my shot off. And maybe that would explain why Caruso, who was just shooting lights out, like career best numbers behind the three-point line for the few months of this season, his three-point shooting recently had kind of fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, and I mean, I think part of it, it's like both of what you guys are talking about, which is, one, he was not a 45% three-point shooter. It's just not who he is.
Right.
He's maybe 38 or 40, but that's not 45. That's a big difference.
Right.
So you expect some of those numbers to come down, and then on top of it, obviously the thumb injury, and who knows how much that's affecting him and what ways that's affecting him. And I will not bring up anything ever relating to February 8th, which is a thing that happened on a day about a month ago, but that's part of the reason why you capitalize on players when they're playing their best and you aren't going anywhere.
It's the most roundabout diss I've ever heard.
But not going to bring it up, except for the fact that you brought it up.
I'm not going to say it explicitly.
Jerk. I was happy. I was fine.
Oh, man.
You ruined it.
To be fair, that was going to happen at some point in time anyway, whether he said anything or not. It was going to happen.
I can get back in a good mood by shouting out some Bulls fans who were hanging out in the chat. By the way, near 300 of y'all watching us.
What up?
It is 10 past midnight here in Chicago. Hey. It is different hours of different day or night around the globe. I think our friend Eli, or is it Ellie Stein, saying, I've been up all night. It's 8 a.m. In Israel. What a win. Somebody, Arhel Carlo Mayare, hope I'm pronouncing that right. Let me know if I'm not.
Shout out.
It's 2 p.m. now here in the Philippines. Ooh. Shout out to All Bulls Nation around the globe.
Around the globe, baby.
What a nice little, like, mid-afternoon victory treat
not
for
bad.
Those of you in the Philippines.
Not bad. And this is probably a solid time these next few games for him.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to you. You know what I mean? Like, we can sit there and complain about being on the 12, but again, anytime we start thinking about the people who don't live here, what y'all have to deal with on a daily basis, it's all
right. Luke Loria saying,
C4 and be okay.
5 p.m. here in Australia. D. Losso, 23, saying, same time here in Memphis. Sparta X saying, 2 p.m. in Macau, China. Let's go.
Over, baby.
Let's actually take a quick break right now.
What's up? But if you're watching, and usually Troll Joey, he'd be begging for your thumbs.
Right.
But this time, he does not want your thumb. Well, he does. If you're willing to donate a thumb, he won't turn him down. But what he wants is your subscriptions. That's because we are 81 subscribers away from 50K.
Wow.
Of course, our second birthday just passed. We're still in studio, so it still counts. Hit the subscribe button, you know, send us the way of a Chicago sports fan, but subscribe, share it with somebody, hit the like button, check out the merch locker. We love you. Thank you all.
Troll Joey,
appreciate you. Appreciate you. That's right. In place of a thumb or in addition to a thumb tonight, we are really looking for those subscribers. As Joey said, we are just so freaking close to hitting that 50K mark of subscribers on our YouTube channel. We appreciate all of you who have already subscribed and continue to subscribe. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like helping us out, convincing a friend or two who's up at whatever time of day or night it is where you are, we'd appreciate it. Vincent V saying, 7 a.m. here in France, now heading off to work. Uh-huh. Respect to you. Josiah Hartwick saying, 2 p.m. in Hong Kong.
Shout out.
Man, Bulls Nation.
All over, baby.
All over.
Shout out, man.
I love it. I truly love it.
Make sure you subscribe. Shout out to you.
Subscribe. Dave, what do we have on deck tonight when it comes to our friends and sponsors?
See, you want to keep yourself right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep yourself tight.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the GOAT. You can look at Matt. You look at even Troll Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep it right. Even myself. And the ways you can do that is Manscaped.
Ooh.
Time in the morning to ya. I don't have that accent, but
top
I'm going
to the morning to
ya. There you go. That's it right there. I like how mine sounds Jamaican. This episode is brought to you.
The South will rise again, man.
Right near the beach. Yeah,
right. Boy.
Boy.
Samson Simpson. Stick to the story. If I'm not Jamaican, would I have this hat?
Samson Simpson, famously Irish.
Oh, man. This episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers. They're my people at Manscaped. This year, don't just chase rainbows. Make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun. Again, Jamaican. With the leaders in below-the-kilt care. Say goodbye, peace out, to your clover forest with Manscaped Lawnmower 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.0. And let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join the 10 million men. That's 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com. Use the code BULLS for 20% off. And just because they like you, here's some free shipping for you right there.
Woo.
Let me say, now, I like Manscaped. I definitely use Manscaped. All right. Mm-hmm. I still remember when they sent us the box.
Oh, yeah.
I felt really important. And I think everybody's kind of said this, you know what I'm saying? I've heard other people on YouTube who also promote Manscaped say these things. When that box shows up, you feel real deal. Mm-hmm. Out there. You open it up, man, and everything is there that you're going to need for your grooming needs, man. And trust me, I have used them all. All right?
Just use them regularly, man.
Man, just sit them right on that charger.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I already got that. Boom. Zorro. And I'm ready to go. And you got it, woozy, wazzy, gone, out of there. Hello, ladies. It's all good, man. I appreciate Manscaped. I trust Manscaped. There's a reason. There are 10 million men that swear by this, man. and you can be one of those guys. Also, so get 20% off and free shipping with the code BULLS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BULLS, BULLS, at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
Postgame also brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Whether it's your team stressing you out because they're mounting a furious comeback, mm-hmm. or just life in general is stressing you out, things can feel chaotic.
A little bit.
We all got to deal with it.
Sure.
That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. Maybe some of you who are heading out to work right now after staying up through the wee hours of the morning to watch your beloved Bulls are already looking forward to that moment where you can get home from work tonight and just have a chill. Just have a little chill moment to yourself. Coors Light can help you with that. Coors Light is just deliciously refreshing. It's as cold as the Rockies. Mm. I don't know if you knew that. The way you can know that for sure with each specific can or bottle is when you see that those mountains on either side of this ice cold cup are as cold as the Rockies themselves.
It's when you know.
When the mountains turn blue, you know that that Coors Light is fresh, cold, and ready to drink. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light.
Yes.
Mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. I think maybe Joey needs to chill with a Coors Light.
He works a lot of hard,
after
man.
Dropping
a hard
and
worker.
Shattering his headphones.
It's a hard worker, man.
Those Joey's headphones okay, good. Joe?
These headphones have gone through much worse.
They've gone through wars. Those headphones need a nice chill moment with Coors Light. When it's time to chill, Coors Light's the beer I reach for. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart. That's right. Coors Light delivery via Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I like these two right here. I like how Charlie Benga says Peck. Hat still looks good on you.
That's right. I'm rocking that Charlie the Bang guy hat.
Yes.
Y'all should cop one for yourselves.
And shout out to our guy right out of Belize right there. I don't know why I want to call you onesies too. Only because it looks like that in my head.
Shout out to Dylan, who said I think you might be the only Bulls fan in Boston. You might be.
Oh, you might be.
You want get out of Boston.
But shout out to you for that.
Shout out to you. also, like shout out to Mahir Muhammad, who said 9 a.m. in Qatar. Dude, Bulls fans are global.
We are everywhere.
I love it.
Jimmy Lit World, he just put in $17 super chat. CHO crew, it's been a while. 7 p.m. here in New Zealand.
Hey.
Let's go.
Season's not going anywhere, but Kobe, Io, Debo, defense, AC for the win. P.S.
Love it.
Can we play Dalen over Javon?
Love it. Also, shout out to Ben, who let us know in the comments that he just became one of our newest subscribers.
Hey.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Hit that subscribe button.
Yes.
To
100 likes as well. Shout out to
you. Okay. I can't. Nope. Sorry.
Breathe. Breathe. Breathe, Matt. Breathe.
Somebody was just.
You got a bacon hat on. You all right?
Luke,
there you go.
Luke in the comments said, what's your guys' thoughts? I know it's a stretch, but let's say Lonzo comes back.
Oh, here we go.
Like similar to how he was before, but where does he fit? Because I'm really enjoying this Io and Kobe backcourt. I my simple answer to you, Luke, would be don't worry about that. Because it's not happening. I'm not rooting for that to not happen for Lonzo, mm-hmm. whether it be putting on a Bulls jersey again or having his NBA career continue anywhere. I'm saying I've looked at the facts that we've gotten. I've heard the updates that we've heard. And
it's read the reports.
That should be nowhere near the top of your list of worries right now. Mm. I'm really liking this Kobe Io backcourt. I don't want Lonzo to come back and ruin it. I can think of 8,000 things I'm more worried about than that right now.
He's actually honest about that. He will tell you 8,000 things he's worried about.
Speaking of, shout out to Io. He had a quiet second half.
Yeah.
But monster first half. Doing that thing that we've seen him do a lot this season as being a points getter, a bucket getter, like in the first quarter of some of these games. He scored 7 of the first Bulls' 9 points, Will.
He did. And I think he had 15 in the first half. And it was just so easy. I mean, he was just driving straight by guys.
Yep.
I mentioned it before. The Kings defense is just, there's no resistance. And I think when you are throwing your best defenders at DeMar and Kobe, you've got some opportunities there if you're an Io or a Caruso to kind of squeeze in and get to the basket or, you know, be the recipient and benefit from some of those kickouts and hit some threes. So there's going to be opportunities for those guys, and they kind of adjusted throughout the game. And Io came back and I think had five in the fourth quarter after going scoreless in the third. But there's going to be opportunities, and he's been just really taking advantage of them over the last few weeks here. He's really stepped up.
You know, what I love more is the reliability of him as a three-point shooter. I think that's been the most wonderful thing about what he's added to his game. And, of course, he's added several things. I mean, just that, like you talked about, getting to the bucket immediately. He scored the first 2 points. Shout out Joey Spathis, who called that. But he scored the first bucket of the game by just getting the tip and running to the bucket and scoring the layup. You know, like he did those kind of things. We watch him do that a lot, as you just mentioned, Will. But I think the best thing about it is just I'm not like, oh, no, will he hit that shot anymore when he gets the ball in the three-point, you know what I'm saying, at the three-point line. I'm more excited now when he gets the ball at the three-point line. Like, Io's open. Io's open. Give him the ball. Going 2 of 5 tonight. Like, again, we just talked about that with Caruso. If he went that, then I'd be fine. With Io, like, he shoot, man, he's really, really just shooting that thing where I'm just comfortable with him being that kind of three-point shooter when the ball finds him.
And the confidence, I think, is key because, you know, he was getting buckets in the first half. Went to halftime with 15. Well into the fourth quarter, as the Bulls are trying to make their comeback, you're sitting here and he was like, wait, how many? And I was like, he's at 17. He was at 15 and a half, and he was at 17 points well into the fourth and had not really done much of anything offensively in the second half. And then still, huge moment in the game. Io finds himself getting a pass in the left corner for a rise and fire three that he took and knocked down so freaking confidently.
Yeah.
And the fact that he did that after having a second half where he was really not looking to score the way he was in the first half, because the second half was the DeMar and Kobe show.
Yeah.
But so for Io to be that removed from being facilitator, distributor, score himself in the second half and then still have the confidence to take a shot like that. It is wildly significant to me, I think, as far as who Io can still become as a player and a threat on the offensive end in your, like, in future seasons.
And Will, I wanted to ask you this. Watching now, he plays heavy minutes, plays 38. Do you think the next level of his game should be finding a way for him to get to the free throw line? Because we watch him do this scoring, and he's scoring in, you know, the high teens, you know what I'm saying, low 20s. That's kind of what he's getting to. But do you think, like, more facets of his game can be added to that if he can get to the free throw line? Or is it just, like, I'm okay with what it is, and that's cool with me?
Yeah, I mean, it just it all kind of depends on what role he ends up taking on. But for right now, I mean, he's been kind of like that fourth option on the floor, depending on who's out there with him. And if you want to take your game from fourth, third option to, like, first or second, it's the free throw line. I think that's really the area, and then, like, the off-the-dribble mid-range stuff, which we see a little bit from him, but he just doesn't really have those opportunities with the ball in his hands to create as much. It's more, I'm going to be, you know, attacking closeouts and driving or catch-and-shoot threes. That's great, but I think if you one, I mean, if you want to be, like, a high-volume, high-efficiency scorer, it's got to be at the free-throw line. But I think if you're going to change the way that teams have to defend you, that opening up that mid-range game can really make some changes. So it's both of those things, but it just kind of depends on, like, where he's going to be getting those opportunities. What makes sense to me is, like, if he's attacking closeouts and driving, get to the foul line. And I think he can really boost his efficiency there. I mean, there's nights where he's, what is it, 9 of 15, starts, like, 7 of 9, and that's, like, a efficient scoring night because he shot the ball accurately. But there's also going to be nights where he goes, you know, 4 of 12 or 5 of 15 or whatever. But if he's able to get to the free throw line 4 or 5 times and boost his scoring at the line there, that's now you're looking at, like, an efficient high-volume scorer. So it's kind of both things, but I think to me, like, getting to the free throw line is always that next level of how can I be, like, a really imposing volume scorer.
Do you think it's any kind of concern that he doesn't seem to be getting those calls? Because for somebody who scores most of his points going to the bucket and ending up on the floor, you know what I'm saying, ending up hitting the stanchion in the back, like, ending up with the cameraman, he doesn't really get these calls. Like,
well, he's not really, like, going into contact. That's right, one of the things about him, like, and you point it out all the time, like, he's always going off the wrong foot, left foot, like, you know, using his body for separation. He's not really, like, going into contact. And so he's kind of, like, doing that to avoid the contact. and it's working for him to get there and finish. Sure. But I think he's going to have to kind of add, and that's like a big step for him. I think, you know, there were times last year and the year before where he was just trying to go up right, you know, right hand, right foot, and like really just try to like go straight up. But this like extension kind of scoop thing that he's been working on has allowed him to not get his shot blocked at the rim. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's like, that's been a really good level of progression for him, where now if he can, you know, and we've seen it a couple times where he tries to like get his man in jail behind him, or like jump into them on some of these layups. It's coming, but I don't think that what we're seeing right now is wrong. I think it's just like he's gotten comfortable at this next level that he's at. And so now it's about, all right, well, where can you take it from here? Mm.
South Garcon saying he'll need to work on going left effectively, zero down on those teardrops in the mid-range. Kobe needs to add that too.
Yeah, so we was talking about that mid-range game, yeah.
Spartus 10 saying Io needs to start baiting that hand swipe when he goes to the basket like Tamar. I mean, yes, there are some of those marked improvements you can still get, but Io's finishing at the rim and Kobe's finishing at the rim.
Yeah.
In a variety of ways as far as their creativity when they're in the air, and the way that they're shielding the ball from airborne challengers who are bigger than they are,
yeah,
trying to contest those shots at the rim. I feel like Kobe and Io have both taken strides.
Yeah, they're learning how
to
be more effective as below-the-rim finishers.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
it's funny because they're both doing it kind of differently, because we mentioned how Io is using his speed to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when Kobe gets there, he kind of slows down a little bit.
Crafty.
You know what I mean? A little more crafty with his and going up and hoping to get more fouls,
right,
you know, with the contact and stuff, man. So it's working, you know, for both those guys. It's working for them, man.
It is working. Real quick, before we take our second break, I saw a bunch of people in the comments talking about it, so let's touch on this briefly. As far as the Bulls bench tonight, we saw Billy go with Julian Phillips,
yeah,
first off the bench, my sweet special boy. also played some significant minutes
solid
in the fourth.
Yeah, he
loved
solid
it. We saw Drummond. We saw owner Al-Batim. And we saw Javon Carter.
Yeah.
We did not, and this is sort of a mini recurring trend now for the last few games, see any Daylon Terry, Dave. Mm-hmm.
We didn't see him in there.
What do you make of that?
I feel like Billy has done this since he's kind of gotten here. Like, guys will get spots in pockets where he constantly plays them, and then you won't see them. I think of Derrick Jones Jr. immediately when I say that. Before, we were like, why isn't he playing? Then it was like, oh, my God, his wrist is falling off. Can you please stop playing him? So it's different. But with Daylon, I mean, he's just going with a guy who has shown to be a little bit hotter right now,
mm-hmm,
which is OB, man. Like, he's just a little bit hotter. And hopefully can spread the floor a little bit more with that three-point shot and seeing if he can give the team a little something out there with that. I don't mind him, you know what I'm saying, doing what he's doing. He's giving another guy an opportunity. Again, I don't think it's going to last. And Daylon is going to get time. He's going to find a way to get in there and get some tick. Billy has shown that all season long. But giving him this little time right here to try out someone else, and then giving Julian Phillips some minutes. Because remember previously, like, Pat, a few weeks before, we didn't see Julian Phillips in a few games.
Right.
Like, he wasn't playing him either.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy has a thing where he does that. Like, he picks out pockets of games where he feels like guys will fit in better and give them their opportunity. So it just feels like it's OB time, and Daylon is chilling, and he's giving Julian Phillips his.
Billy plays a 9-man rotation. You've got your starters, DeMar, Vooch, Kobe, Russo, Io, that's 5. You've got Drummond, that's 6. So you're really talking about 3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Phillips, you've got Batim, you've got Javon Carter, you've got Terry Taylor, Daylon Terry. And then that's not even to mention Patrick Williams, Torrey Craig, and
right,
Zach LaVine,
right,
who are really the 3 that would be
yes
in that role. So yes, what we're talking about right now is like the 9th, 10th, 11th men mm-hmm on the roster. And he's going to cycle through them. Like, I think there's a little bit too much consternation over who's getting these minutes and when.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about like the back end of the rotation guys. And Billy's trying to cycle through and find who he can trust in different moments, different lineups, all that stuff matters. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's like the difference between 7 minutes for Javon Carter versus Batim versus
sure,
like,
yeah. But I mean, some people in the comments, Rob saying stop playing Javon, Gabriel saying Javon keeps going away from that 3-pointer. I think it's fair to be like, yo, man, Javon clearly seems to be struggling,
yeah,
with something mental. Maybe we saw him make some more head scratching decisions on the court tonight.
Yeah.
someone who used to be such a confident shooter now seems to be second-guessing himself constantly. And it's funny because I checked. Javon actually ended up in the plus category in the plus-minus column tonight.
Okay.
When every time I saw him on the court, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no. Look, I mean, would I like to see maybe Dalen get some tick, assuming he's healthy? I saw somebody else in the comments saying I hope he's not sort of like secretly, you know, laboring some injury because we did know that Dalen was, I can't remember what it was. You remember what it was that Dalen had for a while there, Will, on the injury report?
It was an ankle.
Ankle? Okay. But like, even as someone who's so skeptical about Dalen's potential as a piece for this Bulls team to keep building with in future seasons, would I rather see him out there running around than Javon Carter right now?
Yeah.
Based on what we're seeing when Javon's getting minutes? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not an offense or an insult to Javon Carter. That's just like, hey, man, here's this other young guy that we still have 20-some games to figure out what the Bulls should do with.
Yeah, Billy seems to enjoy Carter. I'll say that. Like, before, when it first started,
and earlier it wasn't season, like that.
Exactly. It wasn't like that at all. And now it's like, we're like, all right, give him a break. He's like, nah, get out there, man. Figure it out. Find out if it's going to work for you or not. But you're right. He is pump faking more and passing more out of those pump fakes, man. And the floaters that he's taking just aren't floating. You know, like things just ain't clicking for him right now, man. And I don't know if it needs time off or more time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think Billy is going with more time, and that doesn't seem to be working. So you got to do something, man. You got to do something.
Let's take our second break. We'll come back to wrap up. Of course, it is a win, so we do you have your belt, Dave?
Bam! You better believe it's sitting right there.
Goon of the night. I've seen people in the comments throwing their votes, their guesses. Grab a Sub-Zero shirt from that CHGO merch locker while you're listening to us share these words from our sponsors. You can do two things at once, right? You can multitask.
Double dose.
Post-game tonight brought to you by Circa Sportsbook, who always offer those tight money line splits and use that low hold model, always striving to have those starting out odds for any game spreads, any point total over-unders at minus 110. Unlike a lot of other sports bettors these days, that for no good reason push those starting out odds from 110 to 115, 120. No reason. They just do. But not Circa. They want you to keep as much of that value as you can. They also keep as little money as possible at Circa on those large market bets, like, say, NBA playoff futures. If you feel like you got a good idea for who's going to the finals from the East, from the West, both, who's winning it all this year, the best place to get the best value on those kinds of bets is at Circa, who don't limit their players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit their players who are on hot streaks. They encourage bettors to, of course, download and try their wonderful Circa Sports Illinois app, but download and try any sports betting app you want. They know that you know there are plenty of options out there these days. They're confident that more often than not, you'll find better value, better user experience, better gameplay, and they know you will find the best unparalleled customer service at Circa compared to their competitors. Real people behind that Circa sports brand who resolve any issues you might have with their app in a timely fashion, unlike a lot of other sports bettors and sports books who use the dreaded chatbots. Boo! All aspects of that Circa app are run by the same team that run their main Circa sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Viva Las Vegas. Been there, vouch for it, great staff. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app at circusports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Be on the lookout for circus events, watch parties, and tailgates. If you or someone you know may have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
You know, Will, last time when I did game time, when we were remote, I asked the people in the chat what time it was, and it just went down with the game time.
What'd they say?
Oh, it was all types of game time hoots. And I asked them for the drum roll, too. And they were doing it, too, man. It was all, Johnny, what time is it?
Get up.
He was not going to let you catch him off guard. I was not a chance.
He's ready. Don't you see how I prepared my special boy? He is ready. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. Nope. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, hockey, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. And with Zone Deals, you pick the section, and Game Time is going to do the selecting for an average savings of, drumroll back, 18%. And the Game Time guarantee means you will always, and I mean always, get the best price. So take the guesswork out of buying those tickets, y'all, with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Terms apply. Again, one more time. That's CHGO, $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Terms apply. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because, Matt Pack, what time is it?
Game time up!
Terms apply. That's how you know it is 12:37 a.m.
Terms apply.
Actually, it could be 12:37 p.m. I'd do that again.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. I'm the man. Woo!
Thank you, Joey. Goon of the night, brought to you by Empire Today. All they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300. Go!
Empire.
Today. I think you were more ready for the today.
Today.
Yeah, Will likes the today.
I like the today.
Yeah, I know. That's my fault, Will.
I like the today.
That's my bad. That's my fault.
It's all good. That's all
the
good.
Goon of the night brought to you by the fine, wonderful folks at Empire Today. We only give this out during wins, so it's a Bulls win. Matt Peck, sir. Friend, who is your goon of the night?
Well, I'm giving my goon love to someone who we touched on briefly in our opening segment and who might be looked over a little bit because of all the love that Kobe is rightfully getting tonight.
Sure. God damn it, Matt.
Young guys having good games. I'm giving my goon love to DeMar freaking DeRozan.
You're stealing mine.
Because you know what he did?
Tell me.
He took one shot in the first half, and then finished with 33 on 10 of 12 from the field and 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Mm. That is goon DeMar shit.
Fair.
Am I terrified that Acme are going to say, let's re-up for four more years of this because of nights like
four
this?
More years.
Yes. Terrified to my absolute core. Mm. But I cannot deny when a wily vet like DeMar does that, that is goon shit. One shot at halftime, 33 points at the end.
Mm.
That's just dumb.
And hit some really ridiculous shots, too, in that, man. Some of those turnarounds were just...
Dude, that one turnaround fadeaway from the left elbow he had late in the game? That's dumb.
Dumb.
That's dumb DeMar shit.
It was.
I'm sorry for stealing yours, Will. I mean, you could also just cast your vote for him.
I mean... 7 of 7 for 19 points in the fourth quarter alone.
Oh, damn.
I mean, that's like an insane game for 48 minutes.
Yeah.
And he just did that in 12.
Yeah.
And went plus 18 on the way as they came back to win. So, I mean, as great as Kobe was, and Kobe was awesome.
He was.
I just feel like DeMar, this game, they do not win this game without DeMar.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's particularly close.
Mm. Spathis?
I'll take Kobe. All that being said, I'll take Kobe. 5 of 9 from three.
This is the way.
And ones. Drawing fouls on Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Putting everything on the table. Alpha male. Who said it earlier? Really feeling like down the stretch. Well, there was a lot of DeMar down the stretch also. And I think looking for him and sort of going to him to bail them out in late in some possessions. But
yeah,
got to give it to Kobe tonight. And just another brick in the Kobe road. Don't know where I'm going with that one. But, you know, seriously, another awesome Kobe game in a season that this has sort of been the biggest silver lining. And yeah. And it is easy to get bogged down in some of the negatives. But this has been an unforeseen and really awesome thing. So,
yeah, it's
Kobe
true.
White.
You make a good point.
A lot of people in the comments giving love to the DeMar Kobe combo.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to sign up for more years of the DeMar Kobe combo?
Mm. Well, before we get to that one, I guess I got to give this out. This is tough, actually. Goon of the night,
Trey Lyles.
Oh my god,
dude! He did his part to help the Bulls win tonight for sure.
Yeah, that was very weird.
That was a weird drum roll.
Yeah, you got to get your soundboard in order there, Joe. You
screwed up my board.
It's all right.
But hold also, for real, shout out to Trey Lyles, who came in after Sabonis fouled out and just ruined that game for the Kings.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Do you like that one or this one?
Give me another one.
No, that's wrong.
Nah.
Okay. Not a drum roll.
That's all I have. All I've got is a weird one.
Okay, we'll stick with that. And we'll say Goon of the Night.
Crash.
Trey Lyles.
So unsatisfying.
Goes to Kobe White, DeMar DeRozan, and Ayo Dosunmu.
Hey,
you get a triplet kiss of what went down tonight.
Wow.
You get a three-way. Let me tell you why here. Well, I ain't got to explain Kobe to you. It was just wonderfully explained
career
by
high.
Young Joey Spathis. It's very easy. I ain't got to explain DeMar to you. You guys just articulated that very beautifully.
Dumb DeMar shit.
But Ayo Dosunmu.
Mm-hmm.
You say you don't win without DeMar. They weren't in this game in that first half without Ayo Dosunmu. Because he kicked off the game, scoring the first, seven of the Bulls' 9 points?
7-9.
He started off the game hot. He hit the two, and then he came down and hit a three. Like, he really was cooking for the Bulls early on while guys were still trying to find their way. So it's okay for DeMar to take that one shot because Ayo Dosunmu was cooking and doing his thing, man. Mm-hmm. And they needed every bit of his points tonight, including his activity on the defensive end. And after the game, when they were talking to Casey Johnson, who did he interview? Ayo Dosunmu, Kobe White. Who came over during the interview, put his arms around him and said, "My youngins!" DeMar DeRozan.
Uncle DeMar?
That's right. That's right. That's a triplicate, ladies and gentlemen. A triple goon of the night. I don't know if I've ever done that yet.
Yeah, I know. I can recall at least one other time where you gave a triplicate.
I gave a triplicate twice, Joe?
Yes.
Yep. Yes! Double triplicate.
Pack remembers. Do you want to give a guess here?
As to who the three were?
Triplicate, yes. Double, no assists.
Was Drummond in there?
Drummond.
I was about to say, I feel like Drummond's in there.
Drummond's Caruso? A good grass. Torrey Craig and the CHGO takeover crew.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds
worthy.
Right. Yes.
Worthy.
Yes.
Oh, also, you gave it to Io / Joakim / George Spathis.
That is an absurd game split.
That must have been a 9 p.m. start game.
I feel like I just gave it to George, but shout out. Well, Joey's going to mark it down. He says what it is. Because George actually held the title. So that's probably why I just gave it to George.
He was here. So yes, I know. He probably
That's the night that
really
George
a two person.
Through.
I know,
but for me, it was his night.
It's in the book.
In my heart, I feel like it was his night.
It's in the book.
I feel like it was his night. But hey, I don't mind giving it out. One day I'm going to give it out to four people. One day I'm going to give it out to all y'all. Who knows? There's many things I can do with this. Because it's Goon of the Night, brought to you by Empire Today.
Colin asked, who says youngins? Old people.
Grown-ass people. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Wait till you get
grown-ass.
Not grown
even old
ass.
People, just grown people.
Yeah, wait till you get grown-ass.
I
right
have
there.
Started using the word youngins.
See?
And I thought it would bug me, but I'm just
feels
steering.
Right.
I'm steering into it. Yeah,
feels right, don't it?
Goddamn youngins youths. With your TikToks.
The youths.
Youths.
Two youths.
Tires were stolen by street youths. We got to knock out a couple of super chats, I think, that I saw, Joe. And then we'll get out of here. Send everybody home. Also, hit that subscribe button
subscribe.
If you haven't done it yet.
Subscribe and like now.
We are getting so close.
So yeah, close.
Please. Subscribe and like now. Michael Renouf caught the local feed from Vegas.
Yo!
Vooch is garbage.
Shout out to our Bulls fans in Vegas. We'll see you in a few months.
It was so short and sweet. Call the local feed
from Vegas. Also, Vouch.
Oh, Vouch, man. Is oh, that is funny, yo.
Yeah, I've seen worse games from Vooch, and I've seen better games from Vooch.
Yeah, it was right in the middle for me.
He, along with Io, was the Bulls, tone setter tonight
in the
as
first
far
quarter.
As getting buckets in the first quarter.
Hit a couple threes in the first.
And then kind of stopped doing stuff.
And then stopped doing stuff.
It doesn't really matter
but
how.
If Vooch stops doing stuff because DeMar and Kobe are going off in the second half,
I'm
in particular
tripping.
The fourth quarter, I'm not sad about that.
Yeah. 10 points, 13 rebounds for him, man. Like, okay. I'm not mad at that, man. But the 4 of 13, I understand.
And
basically,
Brett,
aside from your goons, no one scored.
There it is. Right in your face. Shout out 6 points, Julian Phillips.
There it is, right in your face.
Brett Vaccari finally catching a post game.
What's up, Brett? Hey.
In a long time. Welcome back, Brett. Bulls win. Kobe MF White, sub-zero. Mm-hmm. Now he is a competitive player.
Okay. I see the joke you're making, Brett.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I am going to object.
Because, okay.
I'm gonna veto using the AK competitive lingo joke when describing Kobe White, who is one of a very short list of things that I don't hate about my life as a Bulls fan this season.
Bam.
Let's not use the competitive joke while lifting up young Alec Jacoby White. There are so many adjectives in the dictionary you can use.
This Lion King hands.
To praise young Alec Jacoby White.
Yes. And there are so many dumb decisions that you can use competitive to mock. You know?
Yes.
There's no shortage of
There's no shortage of ways to poke fun at the dumbness of that speech we heard on trade deadline day.
They've been exhausted.
We don't need to drag Kobe White down into that muck.
That's fair.
Don't need to do it.
That's fair.
I mean, you could just say, hey, a really competitive game the Bulls played tonight, because it was. Another clutch game, by the way. This is what we do.
Yes.
Any other Jazz joke? Got them all?
Got them all,
Got
baby.
Them all. All
right.
We're going to call it a little bit early tonight, because it's 12:48 a.m. Central Time.
A little bit early.
On a Monday. A little bit early.
Yeah, but it's not that early.
Oh, I mean.
Well, yes, but for the
duration of the show, a little bit early. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us late tonight or wherever you were around the globe, whatever time of day or night it was. Thank you for hanging out with us. Grab yourself that Sub-Zero shirt if you want to rock your pride for this career-high night for that man. Woo! 37. Love it. Check out the Chicago collection. Also, just dropped in the CHGO merch locker today. We got the awesome CTA design. We got the gray with the L on the back with the graffiti and all that cool jazz. We got the Chicago-style pizza joint. I'm rocking. This also comes in a hoodie. Get yourself the CHGO flag in St. Patty's green. Get them all.
All of them.
Also, subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. We are counting them down. 50K.
Down, baby.
Happy 2 years, guys.
Happy 2 years.
Happy 2 years to y'all out there in Bulls Nation, Chicago sports fans, everywhere. It has been a joy to do this for the past 2 years, and we shall keep rolling.
Yes.
Because why would we not? This is too much fun. Big Dave is at Bow, BNWL Sports. Will, the GOAT. Read everything he writes, allchgo.com. Will_Gottlieb is the Twitter handle. Our pal and producer, Joey Spathis, is at Joey Spathis. I'm Bulls_Peck. We're CHGO_Bulls. Love you, Bulls Nation. Appreciate you. Off tomorrow. Back Wednesday for the front end of a back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday out west. Jazz Wednesday night.
Jazz.
8 Central tip.
Crystal.
7:30. Pre-game. We will talk to you at 7:30. Shout out, Ben Dean. Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate everybody. See you, Rebby Good.
Julie, I saw that. You said you should be goon of the night. Shout out to you for that. That is goonish.
That's not. That doesn't count, though.
Love y'all. I didn't say she was. I'm saying shout out to her for
her sake.
Love you, Julia. Peace, y'all.